The referendum scheduled for Thursday, February the 13th, asks to raise taxes to fund construction of a new Sussex Central High School. Residents rejected two capital referendum tries last year that would have paid for the new high school and classroom additions at Indian River High School and Selbyville Middle School. Here's Indian River Superintendent Mark Steele.
It's similar to the referendum we had last year. However, the difference being the state did not approve the additional classroom additions at the Selbyville Middle School, Indian River High School. So the only thing that was approved for CN, a certificate of necessity by the state, was a new Sussex Central High School.
District officials say if the referendum passes, the most an average district property owner will see taxes go up is just over $63, and the increase would be phased in over 3 years.
If I could have the taxpayers in our school district sit down and really research this referendum, the cost of this referendum, the tax impact structure of this referendum, I think it would pass with flying colors.
Superintendent Steele hopes the public meetings will help. They're scheduled for January 22nd at Sussex Central High School, January 29th at Indian River High, and February 3rd at Lord Baltimore Elementary School. Each meeting starts at 7 p.m. A meeting for senior citizens is set for 9 a.m. January 29th at Sussex Central High School. Kelly Steele, Delaware Public Media.